Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. On the last episode, we saw that Mr. Jim was visiting one of the Critter Protector outposts up north with Mr. Luke. It seems that there is some missing dead salmon. It's kind of strange that they're looking for dead fish, but I think we're going to need the help of Ava and Jaden and the rest of Spyology Squad to save the day. Let's see what happens next.
Oh, great. The trucks are here. Yeah. Hey guys, over here. Just park in the garage and I'll go tell everyone else.
Steve had been waiting by their gate for a long time for these trucks to arrive, and eagerly led them to park inside the garage. But then, something caught Steve's eye.
Is that a reindeer? Whoa, I didn't know those were actually real! No way! I gotta get a picture!
Steve ran back to his room as fast as he could to get a camera, but unfortunately, the reindeer ran off, and Steve was left wondering if he had actually seen a real reindeer. When Ava and Jaden arrived at the Critter Protector outpost, Mr. Jim and Mr. Luke were standing outside next to the river.
Hey, thanks for coming, Ava and Jaden, shouted Mr. Jim.
Of course, said Jaden.
On the walkie-talkie, it sounded like you said there was, like, missing dead fish.
Who in the world would want dead fish?
Hey, Jaden, it's good to see you again, said Mr. Luke.
Well, I can actually answer that question for you. Adult salmon are amazing parents who will do whatever it takes to make sure their babies grow up in a safe environment. This section of the river is a perfect place to lay salmon eggs. The water is calm, and there are no predators that will eat the eggs or the babies. After the adult salmon lay and fertilize their eggs, their purpose of life is kind of over, and they die soon after.
Wow. They do all that work to get up here to lay the eggs and then they just die? Said Ava sadly.
Yeah, I know it's sad, but that's the salmon way, said Mr. Luke.
Hey, are those scuba suits over there? Shouted Jaden.
Huh? Yes, it is, Jaden. That's why I called you guys up here. We actually need one of you guys to get in the water and confirm our suspicions. Check the bottom of the water for salmon eggs. If you don't find any of those little red jelly ball eggs, then we know there's a problem, said Mr. Jim. Jaden was already putting on the scuba gear as Mr. Jim was finishing the instructions.
What can I do to help? Asked Ava.
Well, Ava, I need you to look for clues. Don't know exactly what it is that we're looking for, but I would suggest heading downriver towards the ocean. Just follow the way that the water is flowing.
Roger that, Mr. Luke. Maybe the salmon found a better place to lay their eggs?
Probably not, though. Salmon remember the smell of exactly where they were born and return back to the same place. Since they're not here, there's gotta be a problem somewhere.
Okay, well, I'll start hiking downstream and report back what I find.
Hey, Ava, how do I look?
Said Jaden in full scuba gear.
You kind of look like Luca with all those flippers, laughed Ava as she grabbed her bag and started her clue-searching hike downriver.
Jaden slowly waded into the freezing cold river to start to look if any salmon eggs had made it up this way. Meanwhile, the two purple ninjas were waiting at their new cave lab for the trucks to arrive with the supplies.
Hey, Steve, have you heard from the truck drivers yet?
No, I haven't.
They're late again. We've been sitting here for hours waiting for them.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yes, Steve, what did you think we were doing?
Well, I didn't know, but... Oh yeah, I meant to tell you, after I saw the trucks pull into the garage, I saw a reindeer, and I ran off to get my camera.
You saw the trucks do what?
Yeah, I saw them pull into the garage.
They're here already? You mean we've been sitting here for hours waiting on... Ugh. Come on, Steve, and don't lie to me about reindeers. I know they're not real.
Yes, they are. I saw one.
Sure, Steve. Sure.
After the Purple Ninjas walked in the garage, they found that one of the truck's back door was left open, and it was completely empty inside.
Oh, rats. Of course they forgot to lock up this truck. This had some really important gear we needed to set up the cave lab. It probably fell out along the way.
Do you want me to drive the truck and go get the stuff that fell out?
You know what, Steve? I think this is a job I should probably do. You stay here and unpack the boxes from the other truck.
Okie dokie.
Meanwhile, Ava was hiking down the river towards the ocean. It was a beautiful hilly area with a forest full of big pine trees. She loved how clean the air smelled, but she still hadn't seen anything unusual or any salmon either. She grabbed her walkie-talkie to check in on Jaden's scuba diving job. Hey, Jaden, were you able to find any salmon eggs in the river? Nope, nothing yet, Ava. The river is totally empty up here, which is not good for this time of year. There should either be adult salmon or little red eggs sitting at the bottom of the river, but I haven't seen either. Oh, yeah, that doesn't sound good. But I haven't seen anything unusual yet. Wait. Ava ducked behind one of the pine trees as all of a sudden a truck drove right past her. Shh! Ava, what was that sound? Shh! It was a truck. What is a truck doing out in the middle of a forest? Shh! Well, I don't know, but let me know if you need backup. Over and out. Ava started running as fast as she could to keep up with the truck, then watched as it drove across the river on a bridge. Whoa, that bridge looks brand new. And was that a purple ninja driving the truck? Oh dear, let me take a closer look down here. She carefully slid down the bank of the river and ran over to the bridge. This bridge was also kind of like a dam, as the water from the river flowed over it like a waterfall now, underneath the bridge that the truck had driven over. As she looked over the edge of the dam, she could see the rest of the river was far down below. It was at that moment that she realized the problem. Oh no! I can't believe what I'm seeing! I have to tell them! This is an emergency! Shouted Ava. Holy smokes! What in the world do you think Ava spotted that she seems to have solved the problem, or at least found the problem? I'm not sure what she could have seen, but we're gonna have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday! Drumroll please! Happy birthday, Jack, who's turning 5 years old. Jack is always creating and loves making up new game stories and songs. He loves a lot of things like robots, ghosts, Halloween, Spider-Man, and listening to Mr. Jim's stories. He wants to be a doctor or a pirate when he grows up. That's hilarious, Jack. Well, Jack, I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy birthday, Jack. It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Emma and Lily from Ireland, Vincent and Georgia from Massachusetts, Finn from California, Arthur from New York, Bennett from Connecticut, Arnav from Colorado, and Mateo and Mariella from Ontario, Canada. I'm so glad that you're all on Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and we will see you on our next adventure. This is HQ, over and out.